leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
It's Friday, November 28th, 2025, and we're still on air despite all the Democrats' operation.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Oh, I'm afraid this battle station will be quite operational when your friends arrive. So, I'm warned of a globalist deep state coup using false flags for civil war because they wrote battle plans and admitted it all, but that's the plan of more. And now you got National Guard shot, you got all this craziness coming out. And I remember when Obama left office, and I've harped him 1,000 times, literally, or more, the Countering Foreign Disinformation Propaganda Act left stay-behind networks political sleeper cells with billions of dollars to undermine the American voters and try to overthrow Trump. So why does Trump always fight the new lie, the new scam, the new hoax, instead of going at the direct generator of the fraud, the mothership, the command base, the progeneration center of it? Well, now that's happening. And Mike Benz a few days ago was on with Benny Johnson, did a really great job with the documents laying this out. We'll play that coming up next segment. But coming up today on this special Black Friday transmission, General Flynn, Mark Mitchell, the top pollster, Emerald Robinson, the incredible investigative journalist, Dinesh D'Souza, the top documentary filmmaker of all time, is the top documentary. They're all coming up today. But none of that matters. Not what I say, not what I do, not what I cover, not what Dinesh D'Souza says or General Flynn or Mark Mitchell or Emerald Robinson. Without you sharing the live feed, sharing the article, sharing the clips, the dog don't hunt. Like a V for Vendetta. He meets with the head inspector, and the inspector said, well, if you knew all this, why didn't you do something earlier? And he goes, well, I need you, Inspector. I need you. That's why, again, I make this point every day. When you call in and say, oh, you're so great, you're so wonderful. I don't want to be a slave. I don't want to be a slave on my knees. I want to fight on my feet and win, or at least die trying. You got to change that perspective. Don't thank me for fighting. Let's get together and fight and realize what we're supposed to do. It's not extraordinary to fight tyranny. We've just become asleep. A free society acts like this. What I'm doing is what a default American was like 150 years ago. I'm just kind of like a throwback, a caveman. I'm not special. But as a man, I got a real problem being a slave and lied to and my family destroyed. And my brain is designed to not just skin bucks or run trot lines or raise a garden or string electrical wire or bang out my wife. I'm designed to fight and defeat tyranny. That's really what I'm designed to do. And that's what you're designed to do. So until you start fighting tyranny, you're not a man. And by the way, you've got incredible weapon systems you haven't activated. I'm not bitching at you. I'm saying, it's like the Godfather says, are you spending time with your wife and children? Because you're not a man if you're not spending time with your wife and children. And that's totally true. And that's just the beginning. I work 15, 18 hours a day, but every hour I've got, sorry, buddies, I can't go to a football game. Sorry, can't go to the comedy club. Sorry, can't go to the steakhouse. Because I got to spend every minute while I'm not fighting tyranny with my family. Because if you're not spending time with your family, you're not a man. But that's the first level. If you're not fighting tyranny, when it's coming down on your ass, you're not a man. And maybe you see being a man's responsibility. It's not. It's what you're supposed to be. And when you dial into that, You dial into the universe and God. Become a man. We'll be right back.
We'll join our regularly scheduled program after these messages.
I am not funded by billionaires. I'm not funded by anybody but you. And I am in the middle of a major deep state battle with the globalists. We have shortfalls, and we need your support. So just go get a T-shirt, go get a ball cap, get the ultramethylene blue, get the Irish sea moss. And so you just commit to support us. Sign up for auto ship, get 50% off. And you cancel any time. It's not like a full commitment like you marry somebody. You can just subscribe to it or order it once. When you get it and love it, go subscribe. And then cancel any time for free. But that way you get it every month or every 2 months, however you set it. And then you, you know, just boom, 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 you support us. That way you don't have to worry about it each time. I need people to commit to this fight like 1/100th what I've committed. I'm not bitching, but we're changing the world.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It is Friday, November 28th, 2025. I am your battle-scarred chronicler, Alexander Emmerich Jones, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, broadcasting worldwide. So, for those of you that tune in, not just for me telling you, you tune in because you already know a lot of this. You know I'm not lying because you're already informed. You teach me some things. I teach you some things. The guests teach us stuff. I teach them stuff. We want to be informed. We know how important this is. But for the general public, they're just now learning about all this. They're just now finding out about the deep state. And so you have USAID, the Department of Energy, and Agriculture, and EPA, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. I mean, $92 billion, the 76 days Trump was president-elect, taken out of the Department of Energy, black-holed, exposed by Senator Kennedy 6 months ago. For all the attacks against America and Trump we see, putting it in foreign banks to use foreign intelligence agencies to attack us. And so I'll give Mike Benz a lot of credit. He's discovered a lot of stuff I didn't know. You know, Trump speechwriter, researcher, government analyst, all of it. But he was on Benny Johnson a few days ago, and he's like, we exposed the Countering Foreign Disinformation Propaganda Act, you know, in 2021 or whatever. I'm like, dude. We exposed it when it happened in late 2016. It's not about who did what first. I'm just like, I'm glad the general public's discovering this now, but we've been the victims of it. That's what sued me. That's what ran the operations. And then Todd Blanche discovers there's a DOJ investigation to how the DOJ did that, and he kills it. So you're talking about, is Todd Blanche good, the deputy AG, all day long, or is he bad? Well, I got his tire tracks over my head, so to me, he's bad. Todd Blanche, let's meet. Let's talk about how we fixed the DOJ. Yeah, right, dude. You know what you're doing, you Democrat lawyer. We want to connect me to something you got cooked up. You want to see a full statement? Well, you know, what is it? We know what's wrong with the DOJ, and it's lawyers like you that want to hedge their bets and not bet on America. You're the problem, not me. I don't want to make you my enemy. I don't give a shit about you. I want you to get out of our way. And if you look at the arc of history and the fourth turning we're in, you guys have bet on the wrong horses, the wrong ponies. You know, I can look into the future from the year 2025 and where we are right now. I can look at the timelines and they all go, you know, different directions, but I can look the different scenarios where they go. And let me tell you, on all these trend lines, it don't go nowhere good for you boys. Do I know exactly where the future is going? No, but I got a pretty good idea. You ought to just give up and join us and come in for the big win. Like they say in Full Metal Jacket, where the Marine Corps general says to his troops, all I've asked is for my Marines to follow my orders as if they're the word of God. Well, I'm not the word of God, and I'm not your general, but history is, and truth is, and if you're not in alignment with that, just keep swimming up against stream and see how it works out for you, because it ain't going to work out well. Now, I'm swimming with history because spiritually I have discernment and I have a conscience and I'm already aligned with God, so I just do it anyways. But then I feel good doing it. I feel good being the underdog. I feel good being persecuted. I'm not a masochist. Boy, I love pleasure more than probably anybody you know. But the pleasure of fighting tyranny and going through the inferno and to commit to that is the greatest pleasure there is. So any pain, financial, individual, spiritual, is really just a guiding light. Like, the more pain I am under means the more effect I'm having on you. To use the cheesy analogy, I'm not a big Star Trek fan, but I love the first Star Trek in the late 60s. Great comedy. You know, Kirk fighting the lizard and all the rest of it. I always say I'm the lizard guy. That's David Icke, but I do like that. But Wrath of Khan, the second Star Trek movie, where they're going to detonate the Genesis bomb, and Kirk says, we got to get warp power or we're all dead in 3 minutes. And Spock goes, well, I like this crew. I like these people. I like what we're doing. I want to beat the bad guys. I'll just go down to the reactor. I'm going to die in radiation, but I'll get it back online, and so I'm going to do it. And that's what this comes down to, is the decision. See, it's like a communist lie. Oh, things for the collective. Give up your rights. No. You're an individual, but you can decide for the collective to make a sacrifice, because you're going to lose it all anyways. And genetically, when Jesus said the greatest thing is not just do unto others as you do unto you, that's the golden rule. The Christ rule is be ready to lay down your life for your fellow man, because when people have that attitude, they can't be bought. They can't be intimidated. They can't be backed down. They can't be pushed around. And as they've said, Zapata said, better to die on your feet, live on your knees. But I corrected that, and I said all the time, it's so true. You live on your feet statistically way more often than trying to serve on your knees. Or as Thomas Jefferson said, as I said a few days ago on the show, a nation of sheep will be ruled by wolves. So stop being sheep. So here's the Benny Johnson clip with Mike Benz. And again, I'm not putting Mike Benz down. Great guy, super smart, found a lot of stuff I didn't find. He's a great asset. Really a great researcher, the best. It's just very frustrating. Oh, we discovered that Epstein really worked for MI6 and the royalty and the Rothschilds. It was on record. He took over the operation from Ghislaine's dad. People find 15-year-old clips of me telling him that. Now everybody's like, oh, God, And I'm like, Trump's not screwing underage girls. He's not getting pissed on by hookers. But because it's all these rich people, he covered it up. So he thought it was better for the economy. Then they set you up, Trump. So now you see. But I understand the pragmatism of Trump. Doesn't mean I agree with it, but I understand the thought process, which needs to end. Justice be done, though the heavens fall, because then you're not held captive by this. So let's play the clip of Mike Benz breaking this down that ties into the CIA coup. All the stuff is coming out. Here it is.
This was CISA's Office of Mis, Dis, and Malinformation. They specifically say domestic threat actors for the DHS Office of Mis, Dis, and Malinformation. As you'll see right there in the archive at the top, it says CISA.gov/MDM, Misinformation, Disinformation, Malinformation. Now, Benny, as we speak, this office was around for 2 whole years. From 2021 until 2023, when basically...
Oh, hit pause. I want to explain again.
Brag, but...
Back it up 10 seconds. This is the Obama office they set up that everything next is out of. I know for regular listeners, you've heard it literally 1,000 times, but my point is when I told Trump this, he didn't listen. When Mike Benz tells him, he listens. So this is the heart of the coup that's trying to run the current coup. Let's continue.
Now, Benny, as we speak, this office was around for 2 whole years, from 2021 until 2023, when basically, I don't mean to brag, but my foundation published a series of reports about it, and then they shut down the website and renamed everything. This was around for 2 whole years. This was, now the Disinformation Governance Board was not formed until about April 2022. This was around since January 2021, the very first week that Biden took office. The CISA's Countering Foreign Influence Task Force, which was supposed to stop the Russians, which was repurposed to stop Trump in the 2020 election, quickly changed its name from the Countering Foreign Influence Task Force to the Office of Mis, Dis, and Malinformation, where it was no longer legally and in terms of its charter confined to foreign influence. Because as they said, 1 month before the 2020 election, they wanted to switch their focus to 80% domestic, 20% foreign.
I think we talk way too much about foreign influence. I'm going to be honest. The truth is that the vast majority of these problems, of kind of the problems in our information environment, are domestic problems. We have like an 80-20 breakdown of 80% we talk about foreign and 20 domestic. I think that needs to be flipped.
Now, I bring this up because the second link that I put in the chat, you'll see it's the hawley.senate.gov link. This is from June 2022, and this is Hawley and Grassley. These were the documents that ended up blowing up the Disinformation Governance Board. If you click on that thing that says documents, what you'll see is a 31-page PDF, which to this day, over 3 years later, represents the sum total of internal documents we have related to the Office of Mis, Dis, and Malinformation. What I want to know is why the hell do I have more information about the Office of Mis, Dis, and Malinformation and who they targeted as domestic threat actors from the minority Republican Senate? Remember, put yourself back in the summer of 2022. You had a Democrat president, a Democrat control of the House of Representatives, and a Democrat control of the Senate. And we had more transparency about DHS's Mis, Dis, and Malinformation office than we've had in 10 months of actually having control over the executive branch, actually having control over the House of Representatives, actually having control over the Senate. Why is nobody at DHS publishing these? I want every internal file. I want every email correspondence. I want every text from an Office of Mis, Dis, and Malinformation government employee on a DHS phone to be in a WikiLeaks-style, ODNI JFK file-style DHS.gov database, where now and for centuries evermore, we have a detailed internal forensic reconstruction of the effery they did inside DHS during those years. So we can name and shame the appropriate people so that we can hold this up in the court of public opinion and say never again. Are they asleep? Has the snooze button been on for 10 months? Do they not know it exists? It bothers me that we have more transparency from one whistleblower 3 years ago when we were out of power than we have from nominally tens of thousands of people at DHS under this executive branch while we have the executive branch power. And I say that not just about the Office of Mis, Dis, and Malinformation at DHS. I just published this video on George Soros State Department cables that I found going into the WikiLeaks archive from 2010. WikiLeaks published State Department cables that dated from 1973 to 2010. Now, these are just from a handful of ambassadors and State Department folks whose records ended up getting leaked to WikiLeaks. And I was able to reconstruct dozens of transactions and global investments by the Soros Management Fund that were intermediated by the U.S. State Department, George Soros and his older brother, Paul Soros. I have more transparency about the Open Society Foundation's relationship with the State Department from Julian Assange 15 years ago than I do from my own State Department today. The Open Society Foundation weaponized that relationship with the global transatlantic foreign policy establishment to meddle in domestic politics while hiding behind a shield of secrecy with the U.S. State Department, with USAID, with the Central Intelligence Agency. And to this day, we have zero disclosures. Benny, why has not a single cooperative agreement from USAID been made public? Can I ask that? We know a lot about the contracts that have been cut, right? A lot of the funding to USAID. And what you get are one-line descriptions. Well, this was funding a transgender dance festival in Somalia. Okay, cool. First of all, these grant descriptions are never what they say. You get a one-line description in usaspending.gov, and then everything else is under national security or foreign policy. You just can't get access to it. And I give the famous Zunzuneo example where, you know, you had this USAID building a CIA social media platform in Cuba, but the USAspending.gov grant description was for humanitarian relief in Pakistan. It's totally random what the grant says versus what it actually does. But every single one of these dollars is accompanied by a cooperative agreement between USAID and the grant recipient with the actual details of what they're getting paid to do. And not a single cooperative agreement between USAID and the Open Society Foundation or the Omidyar Network or the Gates Foundation have ever been made public. None of the quarterly reports, none of the annual reports where they report on their milestones. Here's what you paid us to do. Here's how it's coming along. Here's our success. Here are the people that we're talking to in network. None of it. I need to go back to hacked records from 15 years ago to do that exercise. When nominally you've got the president's pick of personnel at state and at USAID.
All right, so let's stop right there. The point is, I've covered this probably 1,000 times, as you know. It's all there. We know the same group's trying a coup now. The National Guard's been, you know, shot up. All this is happening. They know what they're doing. Why do we sit here and fight the attacks they run? But because the Justice Department's a bunch of wimps and a bunch of lawyers that are scared. Because the Democrats are on TV saying, when we get back in, we're putting you in prison. They're going to do it anyways. And I want to let people that are on the fence here that are worried about the bad guys, you're not going to win in the end. You see the stuff in motion. It's a fourth turning. Populism, revolution over the world. You're not going to get out of this. So I'm not threatening you like these Congress people. I'm just saying, stop serving evil. So I talked about the analogy around the con where, you know, the super nuke's going to go off. If they don't get to warp speed, they're going to get killed. People have to make sacrifices. I don't mean violently. You don't have to die like Spock. You've just got to support and spread the word and make it the main issue instead of a side issue. This is some entertainment genre. This isn't some LARPing or fantasy football. This is the real world. Here's Wrath of Khan.
Scotty, I need warp speed in 3 minutes or we're all dead.
No response, Admiral.
Scotty. Mr. Sir, get us out of here. Best possible speed.
Aye, sir.
Are you out of your Vulcan mind? No human can tolerate the radiation that's in there.
As you are so fond of observing, Doctor, I am not human.
You're not going in there.
Perhaps you're right. What is Mr. Scott's condition?
Well, I don't think that he...
I'm sorry, Doctor. I have no time to discuss this logically. Remember.
Get out of there! No! Spock! Spock! No!
Sir, the mains are back online.
So it's cheesy, but it's a real analogy. It's not your communist giving yourself up for the collective. You make the decision to do it. And the whole country, the whole world goes under tyranny and is dead. If people don't get over, oh, what will my neighbors say? Will I get debanked? Will this happen? Folks, you're going to lose everything. You should be way worried more about what happens under the globalists instead of sitting there playing these games. It's over, folks. We're down to the wire. Decades ago, and I've said this tens of thousands of times, for 30 years, I bet on you. I believe in you. I believe that you're going to win because God works for you. But you have to make the decision to stand up against the tyrants. And it's real simple. It's a decision you have to make about what side you're on. Like spreading the word about this broadcast, or praying for the broadcast, or financially supporting it. I love being demonized. I love being attacked in the service of truth. But at the end of the day, they have pushed me all the way back against the wall. And the only way we stay on air, the only way we continue to fight is you. It's that simple. You decide. You're the ones that hold back the enemy. You're the ones, while we do this work, that literally hold off the enemy with your financial support. And we make it easy with amazing products that empower your life. At TheAlexisWar.com. It's so true. It's so obvious. And I got to tell you, man, that's what they're scared of. Tens of millions of listeners a day, conservatively, less than 1% ever buy anything. Can you imagine if 5% went and bought products at TheAlexisWar.com? Can you imagine if people watched this by the tens of millions and they thought, I'll actually go somewhere. I'll actually buy a T-shirt or a ball cap or a supplement. I'll actually do something. Can you imagine? Seems like a little step, but why can't you make it? It's not a little step. Actually praying for this broadcast, sharing your articles and videos, which a lot of you do, way more than 1%, but actually going and buying the Shilajit or the Irish Sea Moss or the turmeric or any of the products, Ultra Methylene Blue, the best product out there, the best methylene blue there is, that changes the world. It's great for you, but it also changes the world. And it's so simple. It's a microcosm of taking action, of running for office, of voting, of raising your kids right, of all of it. But if you don't bet on the people that have the best track record of taking on the globalists and kicking their asses, you're insane. So on the day after Thanksgiving, I want to salute you all and thank you all for your support. I want to thank the great crew for all the great work they do. And I just want to encourage all of you out there to make the right decision now and get in the game, be the man and woman in the arena, and go to TheAlexisWar.com, become a VIP, $30 a month, get $40 instantly spent in the store, special deals, special offers, special sales, everything else, the Patriot apparel, what an adventure to wear it, TheAlexisWar.com. Now, General Flynn with his emergency warning coming up. Mark Mitchell, the top pollster, Emerald Robinson, Dinesh D'Souza. This is quite a lineup today that you are about to see. And you're like, we already know all this. Okay, I get it. Then carry the ball. Share the live feed now. Share the clip. Share the articles. Get it? You're the whole shooting match. Take action now. Share the live feed now. You are beyond insane if you don't support us. If you don't support this broadcast, I mean, I'm being honest, it's like jumping out of an airplane without a parachute. It's like going into the Sahara Desert without a canteen of water. It's like sticking your wiener, you know, in somebody that's got 14 diseases without a condom. Sorry for the gross thing. The point is, shouldn't do it anyways. Huh? The point is that I need your support. And I'm only going to sell you stuff that works really great. Like I said, I've opened a restaurant to be the best food, best prices, best atmosphere, quality service, because I want you to come in 1,000 times. I want a relationship with you. The products are insane. Ultra Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Bovine Colostrum, not a sexy name, but what it does for your hair, skin, and whole body, everything else is insanely good. We got the biggest sale in the history of the AlexisWar.com right now, running until Friday. Black Friday comes early. buy any supplement. You can buy a supplement that costs $20 and then get a $40 supplement for free. It's not just buy one, get another free of the same thing. We've done that quite a few times. This is buy any supplement, get any other one free. All the new designs, all the new apparel in, the biggest selection of Patriot apparel in the world. Now 670-something designs, ball caps, you name it. 25% off on all that and a bunch of other insane sales. If you're a VIP, you get $40 to spend the store each month. Special deals, special offers. Anybody, anything should be a VIP. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Cry havoc and let loose the dogs of war. Share the live feeds. You are the backers of this operation. You are the InfoWar. So go now to InfoWarsStore.com, where we got probably the final shipment of the highest quality fish oil and the highest quality turmeric, Body's Ultimate Turmeric, 95% cumin. Those are both 40% off. I want to thank you all for your past support, but you've invested in this operation. It's paid off in global awakening. It's been so incredible. Thank you so much for being at the heart of this operation. So I ask all of our family members of the InfoWar, all of our team members, all of the emissaries, all the ambassadors of freedom against the globalists, that now at the thick of the battle, as you see it peaking and peaking and peaking, just as I've said, I don't come out here and talk about civil war, their plans for insurrection, their plans for military coups, just to sound scary. And then now, if they're openly calling for it, U.S. senators, members of Congress, CIA, because we're beating them, and it's the last move they've got. We're also going to add a link at InfoWarsStore.com today. You can make straight donations on there so that we get all the money and we can get past the shortfall. So I don't want to spend our valuable time on this.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Our beloved republic, 250 years old, stands at the crossroads of destiny. The same globalist BlackRock, Obama, John Brennan coup that's been absolutely exposed, trying to overthrow our republic, is now trying to launch a military uprising that will come after some catalyzing false flag event. Now, General Flynn, the former head of Defense Intelligence Agency, has been warning of this. I've been warning of this. And there's really few others that have studied or understood it for whatever reason, and who go read the Podesta plan and seeing them execute every piece of it. So the focus is on this statement telling the military, you know, don't follow orders, basically. You could argue that's free speech, but not who produced it, not who gave them the script, and it's Brennan, we know, and then they now admit they were given a script, and it's this continuum of crossfire hurricane and Arctic frost and all the fake impeachments meant to undermine a duly elected government. That is treason. That is seditious conspiracy. That is illegal, and Trump, as General Flynn has said many times, has a special oath that no one else gets because he's the only person elected by everybody. The whole nation votes on him. Protect, preserve, and defend. Preserve. He doesn't have a right. He has a duty to execute. And now as it becomes existential, that people know this is very serious, and we see Comey and Letitia and all those scams getting, you know, getting them off so far, that this is game time. So we have a plan. General Flynn has a plan. We were literally simpatico during the break, finish each other's sentences, of what needs to be done, what must be done now. So General Flynn, you've got the floor for the next 20 minutes. I know you got to go after that. Thank you so much. And again, you finished my sentence. Okay, it's cutesy. Do the turkey pardoning. We need a national address, General Flynn.
Yeah, so let me just tick off a number of things here, because as I was preparing to come on your show, and this is very, very serious, and it is exactly what you've been talking about for a long time. I've been on your show a number of times saying these things, frankly, for the last year. And what I think what all the American people are starting to realize is that this is getting very serious. The opposition, the left in our country now with this seditious six. So just a couple of things here, because I think people need to we need to remind ourselves of the things that have already taken place that are part of this color revolution that we are in the middle of. And, you know, you mentioned Crossfire Hurricane and Arctic Frost, but it's Russiagate, it's Spygate, it's Impeachmentgate. It's all the indictments between when Trump was 45 and now that he's 47. It's all of the attacks against all the lawfare that was going on after the stolen elections of 2020. And I'm telling you, Alec, just on a sidebar note on the stolen elections of 2020, there is so much damning evidence that we now have, because people like Tulsi Gabbard has stepped in and weighed in, and there are some other people that have now come forward. It's going to be very ugly very soon, and I know that the President of the United States is aware of a lot of what I'm talking about right now. We've had leaks, just these incredible leaks. Never mind this latest leaks from about the Witkoff and the peace plan between Russia and Ukraine. We've had all these wars, right, these loser wars, Ukraine and Russia, the one I just mentioned, the Middle East. I mean, the money laundering that has occurred from the Afghanistan war, what we are learning from Congress, members of Congress, about NGOs stealing millions, probably billions of dollars, and they're still getting paid for things coming out of Afghanistan. I mean, this is insane. The drugs, right? The fentanyl coming out of China, the illegal immigration to the tune of 20 million under the Biden administration, the human trafficking and the skyrocketing trafficking of children. The Epstein files, the Epstein affair. I keep saying the Epstein affair is not going to go away. The American, and Donald Trump knows this now. This is something that is an elite class of people that have done such damage to children. Never mind what they have done to the moral fabric of not only our country, but the rest of the world. The latest is the Seditious Six. They call it the Seditious Six. That's what you showed earlier when you had Stephen Miller talking to Jesse Walters there. So what do we need? We need a couple of things. Number one, we need the Oval Office to throttle, and I mean throttle down on this idea of information operations, and understand that we are in the middle of what is called unrestricted warfare. Unrestricted warfare is where it is boundless what you can do, and it comes out of, you've talked a lot about this, Alec. Alex, comes out of the Chinese manual back in the late 90s. You know, which I've read that a bunch of times. I've written a manual myself on fifth generation warfare. It is unrestricted warfare is without bounds. That is what we are in the midst of right now, and everybody needs to understand that. So
you're talking full spectrum war.
I mean everything. You're talking about the idea of illegal exploitation of different commodities, human beings, drugs. We're talking about false. You know, action and false flags when it comes to economic warfare, right? You say you're going to do something and you do just the opposite. It's the whole idea about using the information like TikTok. Trump will sit there, and I hope he's listening to this. Trump will sit there and go, G and I just had a great call and we're going to do the following things. Well, when Trump hung up, he has a duty, which he does. He tells the American people, G and I just had a great call, and we're going to do all these great things, and we're going to have trade deals, and we're going to do TikTok and blah, blah, blah. And we're going to 600,000 students for the next couple of years from China. Xi hangs up and tells his team, great, we got exactly what we want out of them. We're going to triple down. We're going to quadruple down, and we're going to continue to screw the United States of America. That's how they operate, Alex. They don't operate like Donald J. Trump operates, because he, as you said, he does have a duty to preserve the Constitution of the United States. He has a duty to inform the, you know, our country and the people of our country, because we're a democracy, we're a republic, and he's trying to be as transparent as he can be. But trust me, we are not dealing with an even hand here. We're not. These people that are operating against us, never mind the drug cartels and all these other actions that are happening inside of our own country.
And, sir, I want you to get to the Sedition 6. And Miller pointing out from the CIA sources that it is a CIA op, John Brennan behind it. But something you said.
I said this. Yeah, go ahead.
Something you said that was so key that I don't want to just glaze over, because I was going to come on the show and start with this today, and then I forgot. I'm glad we didn't talk. We're simpaticos. We're looking at the same information. People are saying, oh, well, the Democrats might win the midterms. They're not going to launch their full Podesta plan, uprising, riots, collapse because of that. No, their money has been massively cut off. All these new scandals are coming out. Trump has actually gotten some good people in there. All these whistleblowers are coming in. So they're cornered. They have to make this move. And this, don't follow the orders of the commander-in-chief ahead of this big event they're going to stage, that the CIA elements that are good have now warned Trump. Mm-hmm. What you're saying is their back's against the wall. This is coming to a head. Am I correct?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, their backs are against the wall. They are not about to, like, roll over, okay, folks? Okay, everybody out there in that's listening to InfoWars or anywhere else that gets this, these people will not roll over. They will come up with the next plan and the next plan. They are following their plan to the letter. And what we need to do is we need to recognize, number one, they have a plan, and it's being put into place. This seditious six, these people, you know, what caught my eye was not that there was military people, it was this CIA, former CIA officer that's now a member of
a protege of Brennan.
Yeah. And so I'm going to talk about John Brennan here in a second. But this that caught my attention, because I was like, wait a second, this is different. It's not because they were telling military people you can't do the following things, you should disobey orders. I mean, the people in the military know this. They know this. What caught my eye and caught my attention was that there was somebody from the intelligence community. And I think Stephen Miller rightly picked up on that as well, because this is a seditious conspiracy. They had to have gotten together in order to create this message and then to put it out the way that they put it out. So I don't want to just focus on that, okay? Because I think that is one tactic, one element in a wider color revolution.
And that's how the controlled DOJ is going to sabotage, is only focusing on that statement. Instead, we now have another congressman who didn't end up being part of it. He admits, oh, we were given a script. By who?
Yeah, by who? By who? So what do we do? Let's talk about what we do, right? Because the president of the United States, we're getting ready to go into the Thanksgiving period here in the United States of America, right? The president, I believe, if I was standing in the Oval Office there with President Trump, I would say, I think it's time now to basically address the nation. I think President Donald J. Trump needs to address the nation and tell us what we have been talking about. So the people of the world, because it'll be, if he addresses the nation in a very important way and in a very smart way. And believe me, it's not just to the American people. It'll be to the world.
I was about to say, the message to Putin and Xi and Nicolas Maduro, if Trump does that, they know, oh, my God, they're addressing the coup plan instead of fighting the different permutation psyops. You don't do that. You go to the heart. You don't kill a Hydra attacking the heads. You go to the heart.
You go to the heart. And this is what I'm talking about. So it has to be very smartly done, whether he does it tonight or whether he does it, in the next couple of days. President Trump, you need to address the nation on exactly what is happening. And you also need to address the nation on what you are doing about it. What things you have directed.
Yeah, not a one-off like, oh, it's another Russiagate, or, oh, they're full of crap. He needs to sit there at the Resolute desk like it's a biggest deal ever.
Yeah. Lay it out. This is countering unrestricted warfare now. We are in the midst of a color revolution. President Trump, you need to let the American people know that you recognize what we're fighting, what we're up against, that you have directed key members of your team? Because one of the things that I wrote down here today is that I actually, because of this CIA issue that's bubbled up, he needs to direct John Ratcliffe. And I mean, I would every day be on his ass.
Order him.
Direct John Ratcliffe to immediately get in there inside of the agency and figure out who's doing what. I haven't heard. We haven't heard bleep out of CIA Director Ratcliffe. I have not heard about any of the reforms going on in there, and I don't think there's anything going on. So I'm speaking for myself. But if I were President Trump, if I were advising him, I would sit there and I'd say, you need to direct your CIA director to get to the bottom of this, because these are people inside of the agency.
Because this is the ongoing thing from Brennan and Obama, exactly. So let me ask you this.
So now let's talk about John Brennan. Let's talk about John Brennan, because that's where I'm heading to, because that's like when you say we finish each other's sentences. So John Brennan, you know, who's the culprit? Like, who's behind it? Who's the operational commander running the color revolution, this coup d'etat that is continuing to ongo here against the United States of America? The guy who's at the head of it is John Brennan. And John Brennan, and I hope he's listening, because I know he does. He knows exactly. Sometimes when I put stuff out, I get all kinds of hate mail. President Trump actually could and should bring this guy in immediately. Put him under the lights and have him answer questions about what he's been doing. Now, let me tell you what I know that he's been doing, okay? John Brennan has been colluding with with people inside of our government, okay? What I just said is very damaging and very damning. So inside of our government, he's been colluding with people outside of the government that recently served in our government to undermine not only President Donald J. Trump, but to undermine the United States of America. So, play that again a couple of times, folks. Go back, finger back on that one and listen again to what Mike Flynn just said, because what I just said is a very true statement. Donald J. Trump needs to address the nation. He needs to get his team in prior, and he needs to go out. He needs to go through with them. I want to know everything that you're doing to get after these issues. I mean, we see some of the things that Pete Hegseth is doing. We see some of the things that Tulsi Gabbard is doing. We see not enough of what's coming out of the Department of Justice. The Department of Justice.
Hey, just like they would brief us about a war we're going into. This is the most important war since 1776 or the Civil War. We need constant addresses to this to point out why these attacks, why this undermining continues. You're absolutely right. So, General, do this. Just spend a few minutes here. I want you to have the floor in the few minutes we have left. Because I know Miller watches. I know. I'm going to leave it at that. And he's a speechwriter, and he's got Trump's ear. Just spend a few minutes. What are the main topics Trump, if you were President Trump, I think he should have you Resolute Desk, then have an informational like he did with the South African farmers when they denied they were killing people. He had the president there to show him a 5-minute video. This is easy. He does a speech, then he has you address people, Hegseth, Tulsi Gabbard, and that's what America wants, is that leadership to know which team we're on. This is key in the battle space. What are the points he would make up front to the American people?
Yeah, first of all, we don't expect President Trump to understand and know everything, okay? We don't. We just want him to do the right things. So first of all, he needs to lay out what is happening, what is going on. And I mean, in clear terms, kind of like what Stephen Miller just laid out briefly there with in that segment that you
showed.
That's
what I'm saying. It needs to be you. You're the top expert. Miller's listening to us.
What is happening? What's the full scale of what is happening that he now recognizes and his team now recognize? What's the full scale? The second set of things is, here are the elements of what we currently see happening, by this adversary that is running to take over this country. He needs to lay that out to the American people, because we all kind of see it. It's all in bits and pieces all over the internet. That's the age of information that we are in today. You're not going to be able to hide anything. So he needs to lay out that he recognizes what we recognize, so we gain a measure of trust in him that he understands and he knows what he's talking about. That's number one. The second thing is, here are the things that I have directed my team, and he needs to have them right there. And I'm talking about his national security team, his economic team, his close-in advisors. Here's what I have directed my team to do immediately. Number three, he needs to say, these are the steps, top three, top five, whatever. These are the steps that I expect to have done in the next 30 days. And if we don't have that done in the next 30 days, I will then come back to you and let you know that we are not going to get to that, or we're not going to be able to accomplish it all in 30 days because it's bigger even than I can see right now.
But he's reading us in on where we are, what they're trying. Exactly. And it's his duty.
He has to.
And so I'm thinking maybe the cabinet meetings he's been doing that are public, maybe that would be a good forum, or just Resolute Desk.
No. This can't be a couple of cameras, you know, asking a question here and there. And a
huge production.
This is a huge production. This is an address to the people of the United States of America. And President Trump knows this. If he speaks to America, he's speaking to the freedom-loving world.
And America wants to get the orders, that we want to be mobilized.
Exactly. We want to know. And then, because that's the last part of what he has to address, Alex. What he's got to address is, what do I want you, the American people, to do? Okay? Because I get that question probably 50 times a day. What do I do? What do I do? What can I do? And I go into my, you know, local action, national impact spiel about, you know, get involved in your local
community. He has to activate the people.
Donald Trump he's the commander in chief. He's the president of the United States. He's the chief law enforcement officer of the United States of America. He's the only one that states the oath and uses the word preserve. When we talk about taking the oath, we talk about, you know, defend and protect. He talks about preserve, defend and protect the Constitution of the United States. So he's got this duty to do this. So he's got to say kind of the what's happening, you know, what I have directed. And now here's what I need you, the American people, to do. And we will get behind him. There's no one. And you said this earlier, and I'm like this, Alex. If I see something that Trump is not doing, you know, that I don't like, I'm going to say it. I'm going to be public about it. And I am. And I also let behind the scenes know that, hey, what the hell's going on here? But I'm telling you, you know, there's not going to be anybody that's a bigger champion than me and said, I'm going to go, you know, fix my golf handicap. It sucks. It sucks because I have
not given
up.
Well, it's on record. They came to you, they came to Roger, they came to me, and they said, just turn on Trump, we'll stop the prosecutions, and we didn't do it. The bottom line is this, it's existential. We're not just talking about some side issue. If Trump mobilizes the people, explains this all, calls for them to understand the Democrat coup plan, then they are defanged right there. It must happen, Stephen Miller. Trump, you must do this. This is victory. People don't care about the side issues. They know we have a corrupt system. They want to be mobilized with the information. They want to be directed by you. You must activate the power of the people in the information war, and we will save the country and the world. We are at the precipice. Yeah.
Last thing, you know, he needs to quit going and he quit saying things like, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. I've told the DOJ to do this or that. Stop that. Stop that. Tell us, tell the American people what it is that you want us to do. Tell us that you understand what we understand, that we are in the middle of a revolution, of a takeover of this country, because that's what it is. And, you know, and as I said earlier, I think he needs to call in Tulsi Gabbard. He needs to call in Susie Wiles. He needs to call in John Ratcliffe and all the other members of his intelligence community, to include Pete Hegseth, who runs the largest part of the intelligence community, and say, I want everything in 1 hour about what John Brennan is doing. I want to know where he's at, and I want to know everything he has said in the last 30 to 60 to 90 days.
We got to have deadlines.
Then bring his ass in. Bring his ass in. The U.S. Marshals Service needs to go arrest that man. I'm telling you. I'm past the nonsense stage of my life. All these other great things that the president's trying to do, fine. But there's a lot of things that need to be done to get us over the hump of this.
If he doesn't stop their live coup when they've already tried five or six other ones.
We're one election away. One election. We're not one presidency. We're not one generation. We are one election. If we don't get this election, this next election right, he's done. He's done. And frankly, if he's done, we're done. You're done. I'm done. Roger. All of those who have been sticking our necks out here fighting for this country. And I'm just telling you. And you know what? And it'll be one hell of a day that when that happens, we'll see what happens. But Trump, you have to take action. You're going to have to take action. President Trump, you know, sorry, you're going to have to take action now. Address the nation. Get it all out there. Tell us what we need to do.
He's ordered by his oath, and I believe he'll do it if he gets the right advice. I can tell you this interview is going to send chills down the spine of Brennan and others, because what you heard is the most important thing I've done in 31 years on air. General Flynn, how do people find your incredible work?
GeneralFlynn.com.
All right. God bless you, sir. Have a great Thanksgiving, and thank you so much.
Happy Thanksgiving. See ya.
Wow. That was hardcore, and it's all 100% true. We can all fuzz each other's sentences because we study this. And I guess I'm a weirdo, you know, that I study this stuff. But, I mean, it was very exciting. I was growing up and reading comic books and Conan the Barbarian and, you know, science fiction. I was a big, great, you know, by the time I was like seven, I read like high school level. And I just got into reading books on World War II and encyclopedias, and I was just like, I was addicted. And we're here, folks. I mean, this is it. This is it. Listen, I just did an hour here. There's one variable in this fight. It's you. Do you share the articles, the videos, the reports? Do you download the free app and share it? Do you buy the products? I mean, you're crazy. Literally, do you think I tell you bovine colostrum, great skin, great hair, great libido, so we got the best? Did I just say that? Think I'm going to sell you something that doesn't work? You think I tell you ultramethylene blue is incredible game changer? Be careful with it. It's really strong. Do you think I'm just saying Irish sea moss is great and does all these amazing things? No, you hear the callers. It changes their lives. My information is cutting edge because I don't want to be the liar. I want to be the guy that's right. I enjoy it. In fact, it's my nature. I don't even have to do this. I can't stop. It's like George Washington said, I cannot tell a lie. After he chopped down the cherry tree. It's not like I haven't like, oh, yeah, that dress looks okay, baby. Or, okay, I didn't cheat on you. I've lied plenty of stuff like that. I don't lie about freedom and people and things that matter. I cannot do it. And I'm telling you, our products are kick-freaking ass. They're the biggest sell ever at thealexjonesstore.com. Thealexjonesstore.com. Buy any supplement and get any other supplement you want. That's why it's different. Normally, it's buy one, get one free of the same thing. You can buy a $20 supplement and get a $40 supplement free. You can buy a $30 supplement, get a $45 supplement free. These are expensive supplements. We have the best, the strongest, the turmeric, all of it. It is the best. I want to be the best. If I was a race car driver, I'd want to be the champion. If I was a boxer, I'd want to be the world heavyweight. I mean, you know, like, this ain't hard. I run a restaurant, I want to be the best. Our products are the best. Energize me. I am in total commitment against these people. I am waging war against the most disgusting filth ever. And all I ask for is that you empower me in this war. Ah, TheAlexJonesStore.com. Hour number two straight ahead. We're here, folks. I mean, this is it.
Unrestricted warfare is without bounds. That is what we are in the midst of right now, and everybody needs to understand that.
There's one variable in this fight. It's you. Do you share the articles, the videos, the reports? Do you download the free app and share it? Do you buy the products? I mean, you're crazy. Literally, do you think I tell you bovine colostrum, great skin, great hair, great libido, so we got the best? Did I just say that? Think I'm going to sell you something that doesn't work? You think I tell you ultramethylene blue is incredible game changer? Be careful with it. It's really strong. You think I'm just saying Irish sea moss is great and does all these amazing things? No, you hear the callers. It changes their lives. My information is cutting edge because I don't want to be the liar. I want to be the guy that's right. I enjoy it. I don't lie about freedom and people and things that matter. I cannot do it. And I'm telling you, our products are kick-freaking ass. They're the biggest sell ever at thealexjonesstore.com. Buy any supplement and get any other supplement you want. That's why it's different. Normally, it's buy one, get one free of the same thing. You can buy a $20 supplement and get a $40 supplement free. These are expensive supplements. We have the best, the strongest, the turmeric, all of it. It is the best. Energize me. I am in total commitment against these people. I am waging war against the most disgusting filth ever. And all I ask for is that you empower me in this war. Ah, TheAlexJonesStore.com.
This hat and sweatshirt were the perfect gift. Thanks. This is an important message from InfoWars. Stay informed, stay free.
Hey, thanks. I love my new InfoWars shirt, bro.
My new InfoWars gear keeps all the globalists and goblins away.
Black on black, murdered out shirt. Love it.
I love my new sweatshirt, and this methylene blue really rocks.